ovde Gino iz Kultur Šoka.
Ja sam Edo Majka, Dino Šaran u ime grupe Leto u Stuke.
Ja sam Frenki, pozdrav veliki.
Kroz radio. Kroz radio.
Zdravo, dobro dan, dobro jutro, dobro veče, kad god nas slušate. Ja sam Martina Kujundžić-Đaković, novinar sam nezavisnog radija TNT iz Travnika, a moj današnji gost je senzacionalni Lord Bishop. Lord Bishopa ste, pretpostavljam, već imali priliku čuti ili biti čak na nekom od njegovih koncerata, budući da ovaj američki umjetnik u Evropi, kaže, mnogo više voli svirati i gostovati nego u svojoj vlastitoj zemlji, bez obzira na to što je i tekako društveno aktivan. Šta je razlog tome da već treći put zaredom dolazi u Travnik, tačnije u internet klub nevladine organizacije Alter Artist Travnika, zašto toliko voli ovaj grad da je čak nezvanično nakon koncerta obećao da će iduće ljeto u Travniku u Alter Artu raditi kao volonter zajedno sa svojom ekipom, zatim kako na njega, njegov bend i njegovu umjetnost koja već godinama postoji i to izuzetno uspješno utiču društvene prilike u njegovoj zemlji od onih kakve su vladili kad je bio mala beba, kako sam kaže, pa do danas kad je on već internacionalna zvijezda i još mnogim zanimljivim temama od koje neke čak zalaze i u domen teorije zavjere. Razgovarat ćemo u narednih nekoliko minuta. Poslušajte šta smo snimili sa Lordom Bishopom, a za kraj smo vam ostavili jednu od njegovih pjesama da uživate malo u toj sjajnoj atmosferi. Dame i gospodo, za one koji vole vježbati znanje svog engleskog jezika, mislim da će naredni intervju biti prava poslastica. Uživajte. You told me earlier that assassination of JF Kennedy and some other important people in USA during 1960s had a lot of impact on you and your music and your art in generally. Can you explain that to our audience, please?
I was a baby when this happened, and of course, initially I would not have known what the consequences of that, these murders in the 60s, as I mentioned earlier to you, murdering John F. Kennedy, Malcolm X was assassinated, Medgar Evers, very important civil rights guy, was assassinated, of course, Martin Luther King was assassinated, and then towards the end, Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated. And to take it a little deeper, I mean, there's a special organization in the United States, it's very secret, that is keeping an eye on all types of individuals who would propose a possibility of taking the young people, the masses, in a direction that's not the way the government wants to have that. And that goes as deep as musicians. They say, for example, Jimi Hendrix was apparently had an overdose of sleeping pills and vomited in his bed and choked to death in the ambulance. Well, there's actually reports that he had a massive amount of wine actually in his stomach that was pumped out when they brought him to the hospital. And there's a theory, because of the people that were around his career, there's a theory that Jimi Hendrix was actually assassinated. And that has to do with his new association, his new political association with the Black Panthers. Generally, Jimi Hendrix was a very mellow guy and wasn't such a big advocate. But when he got involved in the Black Panther movement, and that was an empowering movement for black people, and he had this huge amount of power within the music community. He was the top grossing artist. He made the most money in 1969 of any artist in the world at that time. So there's theories that he, John Lennon, even Kurt Cobain, there was some really scary stuff going on. Taking it back to the question, the Kennedy assassination didn't affect me then. But now, you know, not now, but as I grew up as a child and learned more about it in school, I realized that I was living in a country that wasn't necessarily always preaching the truth. And there was a lot of stuff under the table, corruption that was going on to terminate people that weren't going in the right way.
What do you like then playing in Europe so much?
In Europe in general, I think I originally came here because I felt that what I was doing musically, artistically, would have been would have been more accepted here quicker than in America, because I did this music kind of in America, and I worked hard on my band, my former band, Total Sexual Freedom. And it was successful in a small way, but not really the way I really wanted. And I found that being the eccentric kind of artist that I am, that I was able to get support from the people in Europe, the club owners, the concert goers, different kind of support, and be able to keep the band rolling and even in the beginning, just get food and sleep, even if there was no real fee. But I was able to kind of build on that. And because of my ability to motivate people, my charisma, my musical integrity, and the fact that I say what I feel and I feel what I say, I think this is a very attractive thing for the European audience, because I found that they look up to me like I'm some sort of, rock and roll messiah, because I don't take any shit, and I'm not also interested in any of the commercial side of music. I have songs that I think would be huge hits commercially if they were played on the radio, but that's not really the point. The point is that I like to make art. I'm a punk rock painter. And I like to make art. I like to explore things and change things and have my own thing going on.
Barack Obama is a new president of USA. People in Bosnia and Herzegovina are extremely happy because of that. Of course, people in USA also. Can you tell me your opinion and what do you feel about America now?
First of all, I'm very proud of Barack Obama. I think that what he did and how he accomplished it was just a miracle. I think it proves, I tell people all the time, I know it's very difficult for some people to understand this, but I tell people all the time, if you have the will, if you have the power inside of you, you can probably find a way to accomplish anything in your life. You just have to have that will. You have to, of course, have a little bit of luck, a little bit of help and support, but you can really accomplish something. This is a guy that came from, a little bit of a difficult upbringing and wasn't really expected to go this far in politics, and just within 6-7 years just exploded onto the scene. And I think the most important thing is that he tries, in a political way, he's still a politician, but I think he tries to tell the truth most of the time. And that's just a point. I think when we start telling each other around the world the truth, and when we start actually having conversations with each other and really talking about our problems, when the Palestinians and the people in Israel talk, when we talk to the people that we don't like, if the Americans talk to the people in Iran, if they talk to the people in South Korea, if they actually sit down and talk to the people in Russia, and, if even the people here in the Balkans, there's still pain inside the people in Croatia, inside the people in Serbia, inside the people in Bosnia, it's pain there, and people need to talk about that pain in order to bring it together. And I think we can have a world of peace. We have situations all over the world. We're living in paradise. The people in Bosnia may be kind of poor in a certain way, some of them, but compared to the people in Congo who have no rice, no food, no bread, no butter, no nothing, compared to 40% of the people in Iraq who don't have clean drinking water. I mean, we have a catastrophic situation in the world that we have to deal with. And I think the new American president will try and lift that and try and empower people and try and make people say, hey, you can pull your boots up on your own. I will give you support to do that, but you can. And more people now, I think, will feel energized that, hey, that guy did this. Maybe I can do something too. That's the point. And that's what I try to do in my rock and roll. I try and tell the fans and the other bands, so don't listen to other people, what they say. You do what you want to do. Come do what you want to do from your heart, because that's what makes a person a real person. Everyone has fingerprints and we're all individuals. And if we follow trends, we're only robots. It's the people that step away from the trends. Those are the people that are going to leave an impact. I don't have to be famous to leave an impact. If I die tomorrow, there are well over 300, 400, 500,000 people that have seen me or met me will remember me for the rest of their life. And I made an impact. I made an impression with the music business.
But people also want to know, what about business? How is it going?
I think now we're at where our 12 recorded music. We have sometimes done records and remastered them and etc. So we have really about seven original CDs. And the plan is to just I want to keep making CDs and keep making music, and I also want to build up my own record label, which I've had since 1996, but I want to sign more bands. I want to have more help people. I want to give more help to young artists. I'm always looking for great bands to help, and you know, I work very closely with Anya Bluma, who's my partner in crime in regards to the music business and everything else, and we try and build up bands and try and work on that. And you know, it's just looking at the underground is the important thing, you know, finding radio stations that are online that are doing rock music and creative stuff. And you know, we're just trying to, as this, my new song Rock and Roll Revolution says, we're trying to change the world of rock and roll.
Radio TNT has the goodwill and opportunity to have a partnership with a lot of young bands from Bosnia and Herzegovina, specifically from Alter Art, from Travnik, of course. Are you open for working with them?
I'm absolutely open with partnership with any band from any region. If the bottom line is they have to believe in their music, they have to have something that's really... that's worthwhile, and that's okay, that's opinionated, but I'm a very open mind, so they have to have a music that really kicks ass. They have to have something within their lyrics, whatever language that is. It doesn't matter, it's not going to be in English, but whatever language, you have to have something in the lyrics that makes people go, ooh, you know. I want thought-provoking lyrics. I want people to not hear bands that are just singing about nothing. You know, I want bands that want to make a change and want to have a revolution. I don't care what country they're from, you know, maybe even what planet they're from, because I believe in aliens also. So I'm open to help anyone, to do anything with anyone. They just have to email me, and I'm willing to try and do what I can for them. They very easily through my MySpace or also through my website, you know, LordBishop.org or MySpace/LordBishop. It's very easy to contact me, send me a message, or also go to the booking agent and, you know, and just say, look, I'm looking for this or that. Can you help me? And it's possible. Or come to a concert, meet me directly. And then if you meet me directly, I'll probably give you my personal email.
And for the end of this interview, the most important thing for people in Travnik, for people in Bosnia, how do you feel about our little city? It's your third concert in Travnik during the last 3 years.
I love Travnik, first of all. It's fantastic city, small city. It's really, really great. And the people here have such big hearts. And this is my third appearance here. And I'm really, really excited about the possibilities of actually tomorrow having a really successful concert. So I would say to everyone who doesn't know my band or doesn't know the music or whatever, just take a chance, come out, check out the rock and roll and see if it's for you. And let's have a great party.
Revolution. It's just a rock and roll revolution. It's just a rock and roll revolution. It's just a rock and roll revolution. Change the world with rock and roll, passing right through your soul. Turn it up and make it loud. There's a stage and there's a crowd. Change the world with rock and roll, passing right through your soul. Turn it up and make it loud. There's a stage and there's a crowd. It's just a rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Just a rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Just a rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Just a rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Wear what you wanna wear. Freaky flowers in your hair. Naked chicks and sex all night. Jackie D, what a fight. Wear what you wanna wear. Freaky flowers in your hair.
naked chicks and sex all night. Jackie D, what a fight.
He's just a rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Just a rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll. He's just a rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Just a rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Dancing on a sheet of ice, Jimi Hendrix was out of sight. Johnny Cash was the man. Janis Joplin owned the land. Rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Rock and roll, dancing right through your soul. Turn it up and make it loud. There's a stage and there's a crowd. Change the world of rock and roll, passing right through your soul. Turn it up and make it loud. There's a stage and there's a crowd.
I'm gonna change the face of rock and roll.
I'm gonna change the face of rock and roll. I'm gonna change the face of rock and roll. Change the face of rock and roll.
It's just a rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll. It's just a rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll. It's just a rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll. It's just a rock and roll revolution. Rock, rock, rock and roll.
Bio je to, poštovani slušalci, Lord Bishop. Naravno, nijednog trenutka u onoj najavi s početka emisije nisam rekla da će vam engleski jezik voditeljice biti prava poslastica, tako da iskreno se nadam da ste bez obzira na poneku sigurnu gramatičku grešku uživali u onome što ste imali priliku čuti. Daćemo vam za kraj još neke važne podatke o Lordu Bishopu ukoliko se desi da se on sa svojim bendom u neko skorije vrijeme pojavi i u vašem bližem okruženju. Od kada su krenuli 1999. godine, ovaj tročlani rock band izaziva sjajne reakcije gdje god se pojave. Kritike im laskaju sa atributima poput Hendrixova Cool Vibra, Funk James Browna, Snaga Nirvane i humor Franka Zappe. Osim zvučne slike, nastup je i vizualni doživljaj. Svi koji ih gledaju uživo imaju samo riječi pohvale za Lorda Bishopa, a mi vam na osnovu tri koncerta održana u Travniku preporučujemo da ga svakako posjetite kad vam se za to ukaže prilika. Pozdrav iz studija Radija TNT, odakle ćemo vam se ponovo javiti za 7 dana.
Moje ime je Dario Baškarić Čuba.
Ja sam Dubravko Ivaniš, član grupe Pipićevs Video Clips.
Pozdrav svima, ja sam Mladen iz Splita, iz The Beat Fleeta.
E, čao, Mire iz Defensa.